We will begin today's business portion of Cincinnati City Council, and the clerk will call the roll.
Councilmember Silbot?
Here.
Councilmember Simpson?
Here.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Here.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Present.
Councilmember Winburn? Present. Councilmember Young?
Here.
Councilmember Flynn?
Here.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Present.
Councilmember Murray?
Here.
Will you all stand, please, for a moment of silent prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The minutes of the previous meeting will be approved and filed without objection. Hearing none, they will be approved and filed. Moving to our agenda, item number one as indicated. Item number two, roll call and confirmation of the appointment.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Items 3 through 42 as indicated. Item 43, first reading.
Ordinance authorizing the city manager to apply for, accept, and appropriate a grant from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife Aquatic Education Grant Program.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item, passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 44, first reading.
Ordinance authorizing establishment of a new capital improvement program project account, Auburn Triangle Park Improvements.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 45, first reading.
Ordinance authorizing the city manager to apply for a recycle cart fleet replacement grant.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Excuse me, I was talking to the illustrious, which item are we on? Let me just double check.
45.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 46, first reading.
Emergency ordinance repealing existing Chapter 311, City of Cincinnati Income Tax of the Cincinnati Municipal Code.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Passage.
No passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
No, yes. Mr. Mayor.
No. Yes.
Yes, before you pass, let me just make sure nothing has happened between our last Budget and Finance Committee where the administration is sneaking in a new tax. So if I may ask, Mr. Mayor, can we ask our illustrious city manager, is this the same thing we voted on in Budget and Finance? Normally we have these items where they're listed Budget and Finance. Well, it is. I just want to make sure it's the same thing we're voting on.
Yes, it is, Councilman.
I trust you, Mr. City Manager. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Steelbach.
Just to clear up that lie, this is not a new tax that we are voting on. This is something that the state government voted on that we have no choice but to implement. And if we did not implement it, then we could not collect any tax starting January 1st and would have to lay off every single police officer, not pave an additional single road or fill a pothole. We have no choice but to pass this because of the state government.
Mr. President.
Mr. Wimber.
It's always good hearing from Mr. Steelbach, but he's absolutely wrong about what he's saying. No one said that this was an increase in tax. We just wanted to make sure that we clarified that it was not. So I'm going to vote for it today, Mr. Sittenfield, if that'll make you feel better.
Just getting right. PG and I confused.
Roll call on passage.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
An emergency.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 47, first reading.
Emergency ordinance authorizing city manager to take all steps necessary to convert the 16 property investment reimbursement agreements into economically equivalent job creation tax credit agreements.
Suspension.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms.
I'm sorry to stop the roll call. I forgot to ask this question in Budget and Finance. Are we converting the PIRs to JCTC because PIR is going away? What's the reason for the conversion?
I can take a quick stab at that.
Okay.
The reason is that by doing it this way, if I'm not mistaken, we will be able to increase the revenue to the general fund on a percentage basis. Mr. Blocher.
I would add to that, to the chair, to the council member. Until this year, state law did not allow us to do JCTCs unless the state also issued a JCTC. And so JCTC is generally preferable from the city's administrative perspective. And so now that state law, now that we can, PIRAs were created sort of to fill that gap. Now that state law allows us to issue JCTCs without a corresponding state JCTC, we're converting, we're requesting the authority to convert those existing PIRs to JCTCs, which will have no impact on the recipient of the benefit.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So does that mean that we're no longer going to be doing PIRs at all?
To the council, this is a question that I don't, PIRs are still exist, but I think there's a preference policy-wise to pursue JCTCs.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call on passage.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 48, first reading.
Emergency ordinance approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a community reinvestment area tax exemption agreement with Lytle Park Inn.
Suspension.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Steelbach?
No.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
An emergency.
Councilmember Steelbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 49 is on the calendar in error. Item 50, first reading.
Emergency ordinance providing for the issuance, sale, and delivery of economic development bonds and or parks and recreation bonds.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Flynn?
Yes. I believe these are the $10 million in bonds or anticipation notes for the Ziegler Park improvements. And while I think it's wonderful if we're getting them out of a TIF for the improvements, one of the things I worry about, especially after hearing in neighborhoods this past Monday about our parks and about their need for support just for maintenance of what they currently have. There's a related ordinance that talks about maintenance being the responsibility of 3CDC that we were told in committee is exactly the same as the Washington Park agreement with 3CDC. But we were also told by Mr. Cardin at that meeting on Monday that council on an annual basis through the budget process gives $450,000 for maintenance of Washington Park. And in a time when we can't pay for the maintenance of the parks that we have, now our parks department, not our recreation department, but our parks department is going to be a backstop, similar to what they are in Washington Park, for a new swimming pool, which are very highly maintenance intensive projects. It's one of the reasons why the recreation department has been trying to get rid of some of their older swimming pools. And I just have no faith that for this 5-acre park, spending $10 million on it, that it's not going to come back to the city and we're going to have to spend more money on it at a time when we don't have a plan to preserve our existing parks. And you know, I want to preserve what we have before we go investing in new. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anybody else? If not, roll call on passage.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
No.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 51, first reading.
Emergency ordinance authorizing the transfer and appropriation of a sum of $173,000 from the Energy Conservation Improvement Bond.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 52 will be held on the calendar for 1 week. Item 53, first reading.
Emergency ordinance authorizing the transfer of $150,000 from an unappropriated surplus to special events fund 314.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbach?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbaugh?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Silbaugh?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 54, first reading.
Emergency ordinance authorizing a transfer of the sum of $250,000 from the unappropriated surplus of Special Events Fund 314.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbaugh?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Passage.
Councilmember Silbaugh?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to support this today, but I think I need to point out that this approximately $1 million that we're taking from the emergency fund that we just got done replenishing in anticipation of heavier than normal winters. We budget for normal winters, and we replenish with a special fund that I applaud the city manager in creating last year to take care of these special years, these unexpected events. But before the winter is even beginning, we're taking $1 million to fund a fire recruit class that was not unexpected. We've been talking about it for a long time, and in fact, I proposed an amendment to the surplus spending that was done, the $19 million in 2015 surplus, that would have funded this in place of some other programs that didn't quite seem to be at the same level of urgency. Hiring an energy efficiency program person, funding a neighborhood study in Walnut Hills, making Main Street, which is part of a TIF district where there is money in the TIF fund, making that portion of Main Street two ways. $125,000 is going for that. And I could go on with various other items that were spent out of the surplus that don't seem to raise to the level of emergency that keeping our fire department staff so that we can, as we've done in this council, eliminate brownouts and try and keep down the overtime that's necessary to keep our houses full. I guess the question out of all of that is, why did we fund these other things when we knew we were going to need the $1 million, and now we've got to reduce from our contingency for emergencies, we've got to reduce that by $1 million?
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Manager.
Yeah. Again, for the record, I think we made it very clear all the way back to last summer that we were going for a SAFER grant to provide some funding support for this recruit class, but in the event that that funding did not come through, we would be prepared with a contingency. So this is in fact the contingency. For this current fiscal year, the Emergency Operations Reserve Fund is at $4.6 million. Last year, it was at $3.3 million. So even with reprogramming this $1 million, we're still ahead of what we had available to ourselves last fiscal year for emergency reserve purposes. And this was our intent all along in terms of knowing that we would be able to have a contingency in place in the event that we were not successful in securing that SAFER grant. So what is happening today is, in essence, what we had anticipated, have articulated, and in essence, contingency planned for.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Flynn.
I appreciate that explanation, and I'm glad to hear it. That was not the explanation that was given to me at the time. If it had been, I could have saved myself a lot of time in drafting an amendment to an ordinance, because if I had known that the $1 million had already been set aside and was in fact in this additional fund, I would have been happy with it. And it was as a result of not knowing that and being told that we needed this for the unexpected emergencies that this was set up for, that I proposed my amendment. So I'm pleased to support this today, and your explanation was sufficient for me.
Roll call on passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 55, first reading.
Emergency ordinance authorizing city manager to execute a development and funding agreement with Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yeah.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
No.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And emergency.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
As I mentioned before, 56 and 56C will be referred to the Planning Commission pursuant to the charter. Item 57, first reading.
Emergency ordinance extending interim development control overlay district number 74, Pleasant Ridge Business District.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Flynn?
This is the same IDC that we've approved for the prior year and a half, which immediately succeeded an IDC for the same area that was in place for 2 years. So now we're actually expanding this from 3.5 years to 4 years for an interim development control overlay district, which under 1431 of our zoning code is meant to temporarily regulate the activities that go on in a district. We've been told, because I've asked the questions over and over again of our planning department, are you going to be ready now? If we approve this interim development control of district, are we done at this point? The answer's been yes, we're ready to go. 4 years is too long to temporarily regulate these districts. I know that I'm in the minority in my feelings about interim development control districts. We've just heard from many residents of Hyde Park who actually had requested an interim development control district over the entire Hyde Park the entirety of the neighborhood. Setting aside
still,
the constitutional issues.
I still support that.
Setting aside the constitutional issues, this is not proper planning. It's not the way to do things. If we can't get, if we need to do it on a temporary basis to deal with an emergency, to deal with a change such as the construction of the Martin Luther King interchange, I can understand that. But this is a business district. It's been a business district. It's going to continue to be a business district. It doesn't need 4 years worth of stopping development from occurring in there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
As you know, Mr. Flynn, I disagree with you philosophically on this in general, as well as specifically. I think that it's good that the people have the ability through their elected officials to make the final decisions on zoning, and sometimes the zoning is to say that we're going to study the zoning and prevent changes until such time that the proper zoning is put in place. I think I may still have the record. I think I had a IDC in place in Price Hill for about 7 years at one point. May still be in place, I don't even know. Last I checked on it.
Mr. Chair, I would oppose that as well. As much as you and I agree on a number of issues, this is one we can agree to disagree on.
Mr. President.
Yeah, Mr. Mann.
I hesitate to extend this, but I've got to say that in the year and a half of this particular IDC, not a single person other than Mr. Flynn has expressed any concern about it, including all the property owners in the IDC.
All right. Did we do the passage yet? Passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
No.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
An emergency.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn? Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
No.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
Item 58, first reading.
Emergency ordinance notwithstanding the provisions of public utilities of the Cincinnati Municipal Code to allow the Department of Public Services to issue any and all permits and approvals necessary for the holidays on Ludlow event.
Suspension.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
And passage.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
An emergency.
Councilmember Silbot?
Yes.
Councilmember Simpson?
Yes.
Councilmember Sittenfeld?
Yes.
Councilmember Smitherman?
Yes.
Councilmember Winburn?
Yes.
Councilmember Young?
Yes.
Councilmember Flynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Mann?
Yes.
Councilmember Murray?
Yes.
That concludes the business portion of our agenda. Are there any announcements of committees or general announcements?
Mr. Chair,
Silva.
I just wanted to extend my thoughts and prayers as we have been sitting here. There has been another mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. They're reporting at least 20 dead. So I just wanted to send thoughts and prayers to anyone that's connected or related to the victims.
Mr. President.
Mr. Winburn.
Yeah, I'll join my colleague, Mr. Silbach and others, and also send our appreciation, love, and prayers at this time. Monday, I believe we have our Budget and Finance Committee meeting, 1 o'clock. It shouldn't be long and drawn out. Mr. President, if I may ask you a question, or maybe the city manager, I noticed today that we had a lot of wonderful citizens to come in and talk about preschool promise, which actually I support in concept 100%. I think it's great. I noticed they were here today. Is there going to be some type of legislation regarding this matter, Mr. Mayor, or city manager?
I don't believe so. I've wondered, but I believe that the people were here just to express their support in a public forum and try to generate additional public support.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. One of the reasons why I'm bringing this up, Mr. Mayor, I think you're going to be pulling together initiatives on dealing with childhood poverty, and I talked with you a few days ago regarding that matter. And I think an issue like this with preschool promise should be dovetailed in that task force. I'm not one that will raise the property tax for anything, pretty much so. So I think we ought to find a way, a creative way, and use best practices to fund something like this long term for the next 15, 20, 30 years, and have the business community. This is a chance for us to have our $1 trillion business community, our $1 trillion business community, to really be engaged and support something like this. And right now on our church campuses, we have on our upper campus, it's about 125-30 kids. In preschool, we have a lower campus, another 80 kids. So I'm for a preschool promise. I'm just not for raising our property tax to do that. But I am open, Mr. Mayor, that we would work with you and your committee. The business community needs to step up. And we have a $1 trillion enterprise here with all of our businesses. We ought to be able to fund for the next 20, 30 years where every parent that has a child that wants preschool, and I'm for that. So I just want to at least lay it on the record. I'm not supporting raising any property tax. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Flint.
Besides it being the beginning of the holiday season and thus my red coat, it's also to call out my favorite among many favorites, but my very favorite high school team, the LaSalle Lancers, who are the only Cincinnati area team to be playing for a state championship this weekend at the Horseshoe up in Columbus. So go Lancers, bring home a repeat state championship to our city. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oh, one other question, Mr. Chair. Are we going to be doing the Giving Tree again this year?
Yes, we'll be announcing that on Monday. Thank you for thinking of it. The First Lady has got a great charity that she is going to be, I think everyone will be excited about. She'll announce on Monday. And it pains me to say it, but congratulations to the Lancers. If it's not going to be a bomber, let's have it be a Lancer. Yeah. Anybody else? All right, Mr. Manager, if there's nothing else to come before us, we're adjourned.